Good morning, and we welcome to the program for the first time, Nisa Rabel. She is the Franklin County Clerk. Good morning to you, Nisa.
Good morning.
And, of course, last week I had the primary election go off. A lot of candidates and on the ballot in Franklin County. And as far as it seemed like it was really a pretty heavy turnout and things like that for a primary election, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, there's a lot that really, Nisa, drew people to the ballot box.
Well, yes, we had a contested judge race, a contested surveyor race, and we had seven people vying for three spots on county council. And I think that's what brought everybody out for this election.
And, of course, one thing to keep in mind is the fact that this was the primary, and this is where folks, you know, have the right, especially in contested races, earn the right to go on to November.
Right. Yes. Yes. So we had, I think that made a big difference, too. We were very strong on the Republican side where all of the contested races were for this primary.
And one thing that Franklin County did this time around, this is a new thing for you, is the vote centers. And can you kind of explain the process behind what happened as far as getting vote centers in Franklin County, the rationale, and how it worked?
Okay, well, first of all, we started several years ago when I took office. It had already happened in many of the surrounding counties, but we were a little slow. We got new equipment that would make us be able to go with the vote centers. And after we received all this, the new equipment, we were able to progress a little farther. Last year, we worked hard on trying to find out where to place the vote centers to be the most convenient for the most voters. So the more populated areas, of course, had the vote centers in them. And then we tried to pick main roads or main highways that would be leading to and from Franklin County. It really is great for people that work, because so many people here work in Cincinnati or Indianapolis or somewhere else, you know, in Ohio, where they're trying to get to these locations, and it's difficult for them from 6 to 6 on election day. So we have the early voting that the state requires 28 days before, but we were also open two Saturdays before the election. We were open in New Trenton and Batesville, along with the courthouse, both of those dates. So that brought a lot of people out to vote early. And then we had really, really good turnout in the areas that we expected to. Brookville American Legion is always pretty busy, but we had a lot there, and the Ignite Church in Batesville. And we were so pleased that so many came out. And I always felt like we needed to move a location to the Batesville area because it was such a large area. And for some reason, nobody from Batesville wants to come all the way to Brookville. So this was a really big plus for us. And people were very happy to come out. We had lots of happy people. Most of the people that went to their normal place that they maybe didn't get the information, those people were able to find a note on the door from us posting where they could vote. So they got to the location that they could. And we had a lot of people that came to the courthouse, and normally we have to send them, you know, oh, you vote at Laurel or you vote in New Trenton. This way we could say, you just have to go to the American Legion. So they were very happy. So we were very pleased. And I'm sure that, you know, you can't please everyone, but if you can make it more convenient to so many of the people now that everybody works. So it was really a big plus for us in our county.
And you bring up an excellent point, Nisa, the fact that people will lose track of where they need to vote, especially if they move within the county. You know, they can move maybe a few blocks away or several miles down the road, and it turns out back in the old precinct format, that's where some of the sticky wickets came in.
Yes, yes, that's very true. So now they don't get mad at us if we make them go send them somewhere else. So that helps.
All right. We're speaking with Franklin County Clerk Nisa Rabel. Overall, your assessment, you kind of touched on a little bit, but as far as, overall, the big picture and things of that nature with the vote centers, would you, if you had to assign a letter grade to it, what would you assign?
I'd probably give us an A. And of course, you know, this was the first primary to do this, and we had trained workers. Everyone did a great job. It was easier to find poll workers because you have less locations. And I really feel like that, you know, we tried to get the information out. We put it out in everyone's tax bills. We got it on social media. We got it in the newspaper. We got it on the radio, and trying to get the information out to the voters. And I think that we did well with that. Just by the amount of turnout that we had, it shows that.
All right. So, you mentioned the fact that hiring poll workers, and of course, this has been a big emphasis of Secretary of State Diego Morales and trying to get poll workers for these elections. So what you're saying is basically the fact that you didn't have all these precincts around the county, but you had these vote centers, a limited number, and you didn't have to recruit as many people.
Yes. Yes, we didn't have to recruit as many, and it gave us a little bit more time and could spend a little bit more time and energy on trying to get the ones that we have to be better qualified.
And we're speaking with Franklin County Clerk Nisa Rabel. And, of course, after the, I'd say pretty much after the election, all the results were in the weather. Did that kind of play into anything as far as your staff or anything like that? Did that affect those folks or the elections or anything like that on Tuesday night, last Tuesday night?
Well, we thought that it was going to be coming in earlier, so we prepared all of the inspectors to know what to do to prepare just in case. But we were very lucky that the storm didn't get here until later. We were done about, 7:19 were when our reports were all printed. So that was the end of the night for us. Although my first deputy and I, we continue to stay here. We upload everything into the statewide system so that they have the information that they need. So the two of us were out of here just in time to miss some of the storm. So that was a good thing.
And you're speaking of your chief deputy, Ruth Rillette, and hopefully you and Ruth got home safely. Yes. All right. Hopefully you and Ruth got home safely.
We did.
All right. Very good. And so with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. And we're going to take a look at the other functions of the Franklin County Clerk's Office as we speak with Nisa Rabel, and that's coming up right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go, big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Franklin County Clerk Nisa Rabel. And, of course, as we alluded to and or talked about in the first segment, Nisa, the elections and how all that goes on. And as far as some of the other functions of the clerk's office, for people who may not know, what exactly do you and your staff do pretty much there at the courthouse?
Well, we do anything that goes before the court comes to us. So we receive all of the filings, civil filings, criminal filings, small claims, evictions, marriage license, divorce, anything record-wise, we are the keeper of the court's records. So we've got lots of different functions. We wear lots of different hats. So it can be a very busy place.
And you mentioned some of the documents and so forth. I imagine this is something where where they say court documents. In my line of work, I'll refer to court documents, and it's through your office that those are put out and made public record.
Correct. Everything in the clerk's office is public record, except for like juvenile proceedings, Chen's cases, things like that. So we have the records. People can get those by coming into the office, or they can send emails and request it, and we can get the documents to them whenever needed. We deal a lot with attorneys. They e-file things to us, and those, of course, go before the court. We work a lot with the prosecutor, of course, and the the judge's office. We also do child support. We receive payments here, and we do a lot of different things throughout the county with other offices that we just have to interact with. But it is a very, very busy place, and I have a very good staff that is very, very knowledgeable and very appreciated.
And as far as somebody who works in your office, do they have to go through special courses or anything like that to be eligible to work in your office?
Well, they do have to pass some tests because we do deal with 4D and we deal with social security numbers. So we have different things that we have to pass for election. We also have to have training just to be able to get onto the systems that we need. Computer skills are a big plus, and really people skills, because we are dealing with the public daily, and we are the face of the court because they see us first. So it definitely has to be a job where you enjoy working with the public.
And of course, we talked about court documents and so forth. Now, on a happier note, do you handle marriage licenses?
Yes. Yes, we do marriage license. We do quite a few of those. And it's always fun because we see those. We do not marry anyone in our county, but they can get their marriage license up to 60 days before. And so those are always good. It's always a positive. And then, of course, we do deal with the divorce cases, too. So that happens. But we try to, assist people as much as we can, although we can't provide documents for them. We can direct them to where they can find documents that they need.
All right. Anything else as far as what folks might need to know, Nisa Rabel, about the Franklin County Clerk's Office?
No, I can't think of anything right off, but if they ever need anything, they're welcome to call us, and we would be happy to assist them in any way we can. If we don't know something, we will give them the information how to find it.
All right. And then your number is 765-647-5111. Is that right?
5111, yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Hey, got it. So again, 765-647-5111. If you need to get hold of someone in the Franklin County Clerk's Office. And again, that number, 765-647-5111. And where specifically for the newcomers to Brookville and Franklin County, where specifically in the courthouse is your office, Nisa?
If you're looking at the front of the courthouse, we are on the first level on the right side. So the whole bottom level.
So lots of good information. And Nisa Rabel, Franklin County Clerk, we sure appreciate your time this morning. Stay well, and hopefully we can get together again and chat sometime soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.